Take a walk through the woods at Hunt's Pond in New Berlin, New York, and one can't help but notice purple boxes hanging from the trees. At first glance, they look a little bit like big birdhouses, but instead of attracting birds to enjoy a quick bite to eat, these boxes serve a larger purpose, to trap little green bugs. They're part of a program to track the emerald ash borer, nine native beetles that are threatening New York's 900 million ash trees, 10% of all the hardwoods in the state. Robert Slavicek is a forester with the State Department of Environmental Conservation. He says when the bugs get hold of a tree, they bore tiny tunnels called galleries into the wood, killing the tree from the top down.
It lays its eggs up in the top portion of the tree, and as the larva then develops, the larva eats galleries underneath the bark and kills the live part of the tree by girdling it, because there's so many galleries that the nutrients can't flow up from the roots to the leaves anymore, and it eventually girdles the tree and kills it.
The adults will burrow out of the tree's bark, leaving a D-shaped exit hole. By then, the damage has already been done.
It takes between 2 and 4 years to kill the tree.
The ash borer is just a quarter to half inch long. First spotted in Michigan 9 years ago, it likely arrived in packing material on cargo ships from Asia. Since then, it has spread to 15 states and Canada, killing tens of millions of ash trees along the way. For now, the DEC has established the Don't Move Firewood campaign, aimed at keeping untreated wood from being moved more than 50 miles from its original location. This is all part of a federal quarantine aimed at containing the beetle and the economic damage it may cause. The market for ash lumber grown in the eastern U.S. is about $25 billion a year. Ash is used to make furniture and flooring, tool handles, and shipping pallets. And not far from the Baseball Hall of Fame, ash is prized at the Cooperstown Bat Factory. The company specializes in custom bats for players and collectors alike, and 40% of them are made from ash. Company President Tim Haney says ash bats are popular because of the wood structure.
Ash is a hardwood that's very flexible. It allows the ball to, in essence, spring off the bat. Makes them a little easier to use when it comes to maybe first-time users.
Haney hopes a trend toward maple bats and new composites will cushion the blow if the problem spreads. But hardwood forests aren't the only areas at risk. Cities and suburbs could also lose critical trees and the cooling canopy they provide. Ash trees replace many of the elms that were wiped out by Dutch elm disease. Mark Whitmore is a forest entomologist at Cornell University. He suggests that homeowners check their trees for any sign of an infestation.
What you really need to look for are where woodpeckers are actually foraging on the bark of the tree and going for the emerald ash borer. If you have an ash tree in your yard and you see woodpeckers on it and they're working in the bark, you should really be paying attention to what's going on, because oftentimes woodpeckers will be doing this, will be feeding on the trees and on the bugs in the trees before crown symptoms really show up.
If the tree's crown is still flush with leaves, some pesticides can protect the tree from further damage. But once dieback becomes widespread, there isn't much that can be done. So the fate of the state's ash trees may be in the hands of scientists, looking for a way to stop the ash borer in its tracks. Robert Slavicek of the DEC.
That is something the U.S. government is researching, to see if there are some native predators from northern Asia that they want to introduce into this country. But once you do that, you don't know how those insects might react to the native fauna and flora.
In other words, an insect arms war of sorts. But as the emerald ash borer continues to eat its way across the state, the DEC and local arborists are simply trying to keep up. For WAMC, I'm Gino Gerentino with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.